CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag patrol portion. Before we get started tonight, we're going to go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred. He's bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KG4RAE, that's Tim over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Tim. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4HKC, that is John over in Belton. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you guys using the pre-net check-in capability this evening. And we don't have any EchoLink stations, so we're going to go right to the RF section of the net this evening. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with Uniform through Zulu. Special letter, suffix, or call that begins with letters U through Z. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, looks like we do have an EchoLink station now, so we'll go ahead and give a break for the EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
At W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer. Believe it or not, my tool shed door is frozen shut. Can't even get in there to get to my radio. So I'll be negative and negative, but wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KW4TS. That is Jim over in Pelzer with a frozen tool shed door. Sorry about that, Jim. Hopefully that'll thaw out sooner rather than later. Probably not tonight, but maybe tomorrow. Good to have you with us this evening. Hope you had a happy Christmas, or Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4AO. This is Steven over in Liberty. Merry Christmas to you and to everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KY4AO. That's Stephen in Liberty. You're sounding good from Liberty tonight, Stephen. Merry Christmas to you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Looks like that's all. It looks like Stephen's got the Uniform through Zulu group all to himself, so we'll bump it on up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
W4DJW, Victor 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor, I'll be negative and negative.
JW, good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's having a Merry Christmas out there. 73s.
JW, thanks for calling the net on Christmas Day. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, Anderson. No traffic, no comments. Merry Christmas to everyone on the net.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring it with him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello and Merry Christmas to you guys. Hope you're doing well. KO4BDM, that's Jim over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Jim. KO4AOW, that's David. Sounding good from Inman tonight, David. Appreciate you being here. And N4DJC, that's Jerry. Sounding good from Anderson. Good to have you guys with us tonight. Merry Christmas all. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Check in, Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler, and we'll stick around for a comment or two, Dave.
Harry, you might have this group all to yourself. Net control, like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry. Sounding good from Candler. I got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being here this evening. Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of suffix your call begins with letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
And out, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor, KO4EYV. This is David from Whitmire, passing through Greenwood. 73, Grand Cross.
Okay, and I control like to recognize KO4EYV. That's David from Whitmire. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. You're sounding good. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll go ahead and grab the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. It begins with letters I through L. And we'll like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm up here on a cold mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. One more time for a Merry Christmas to everybody in 73s.
Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James sending out a Merry Christmas from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Very Merry Christmas to you as well. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Thank you for bringing us all together here on Christmas Day. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night and stay warm. 7-3.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Donna we said hello and hope you guys had a very Merry Christmas. We'll go ahead now and move it to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of suffix that call begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. Matt in Western Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net, and a Merry Christmas.
DJW. Please, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt and Edmund. My shack door ain't froze up, but I went in there to make me some coffee a while ago, and my water froze up back here in the shack. I'll be negative, negative, Dave. Merry Christmas.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WG4MC. That's Matt. That's our Thursday night Net Control operator. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas. And K4OIM, that's Walt over in Inman, who has a frozen up water line in the shack. Sorry about that. It is 25 degrees out there per the thermometer that I have, so it's getting cold out there. Like Larry said, stay warm. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope that water gets thawed out really quick so you can get you some coffee. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're only 12 minutes into the net, and we've already made it to the patient group, the Quebec through Tango group. If the first letter of suffix your call begins with letters Q through T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KW. In November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, into SUB, it's Jim in South Greenville. Negative and negative, good evening to you. Merry Christmas to
all. Okay, we did have a double on that one, so if your name's not Jim, it's likely you that was doing the doubling with Jim and Jim 1. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N2SUB, that's Jim over in South Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Jim. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in. You won on the double, by the way. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you have a good night as well. And that person that doubled with Jim, try it again.
Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4OW. Merry Christmas. Richard in Greenville. No traffic, no roundup.
Very good, Richard. We got you that time. Net Control Electric Recognized K4ROW. That's Richard over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, and very Merry Christmas to you. We do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. John currently in Greensboro. Merry Christmas to you. Check me in and out, sir.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John over in Greensboro this evening. Good to have you this night, John. Hope you guys are staying warm over there. It's 25 degrees over here. Yeah, I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. Any other stations, let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Partial. Anyway, this is Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, and Allen in Piedmont, negative and negative. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net, and have a Merry Christmas.
W4DJW. Ken Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-ray, Jeff down in Ware Place. Just want to wish everybody on the net a Merry Christmas. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control Electric recognized K4VKN. That's Alan sounding good from Piedmont this evening. Very Merry Christmas to you, Alan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KO4JQX. That's Jeff over in Ware Place. Good to have you this night, Jeff. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We've got another EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, K4YNG. Good evening, Dave. And hello, everybody. See Jim's on there. Good evening to you and your linker. Wish you all a pleasant evening. And we'll stick around and chat a few minutes.
Okay, Net Control Electric recognize K4YNG. That's Fletch over and easily got you down for comments. Fletch, we will be back to you in just a little bit. One more time, all the way through the alphabet, before we close down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we've got everybody for Christmas Day, or Christmas night. Check in. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. It's your turn, Harry, with a brand new clean shiny stump called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KC4EZN. I don't mind a clean shiny stump as long as it's not ice covered. We've had a fairly quiet day today. Our family is either, wife's family is in eastern North Carolina. We were down there 3 weeks ago, had a death in the family, had to go down there, and our children are all in California, and we're not going there either. So we've had a quiet day, fixed a nice lunch. Next time Wendy's on, we'll talk about that. And had some snow last night, depending on where you live. I had about a half inch, I think. Enough to be pretty. It stuck to the tree limbs, and when the sun came out finally today for a little bit, it looked like everything was covered with crystals, so it was real pretty. And then this afternoon we had another 45 minute snow flurry. I don't think it put anything down significantly, but right now I've got two thermometers. The front porch says it's 18 and the back porch says it's 16, so somewhere along in there, I'm going to average it out and say we're about 17 degrees here. I can see stars and the moon, so we'll see. Like I said, just a real quiet day, and haven't engaged in much of anything. Played around with the radio a little bit. Made a couple of contacts this morning. 17 meters seem to be working halfway decently, and I'm still hunting for Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters. Those are the last two states for work all states, and I've got a friend who finally made that, but it took him 30 years. I've got a few years to go to catch up with him. So anyway, we're just having fun being quiet and keeping a low profile. And with that, we'll turn it back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Okay, Harry. Well, we're about the same boat you're in. Got family spread out all over the country. Not a whole lot left right here where we are. And that whole lot is doing the same thing we're doing. The not whole lot, that is. Most everybody's staying hunkered down in place. That's the best practice, I think, for right now. Especially since it's peaking again. We knew it was going to have another peak during the wintertime. And I think this one's about as bad or probably worse than the other one. So it's a good thing. Good thing that we have a ham radio that we can stay in the shack and contact people all over the world. I've been doing 20 and 40 meters, 40 at night, 20 during the day, doing whisper while I've got other things going on, like making some flights in the backyard up to 400 feet and take 46 pictures down to 300 feet, take 46 pictures down to 200 feet, and so on, all the way down to come in and landing, changing batteries, and doing it again. That way it looks like... Those are panoramic. Those are 360-degree spherical panoramic pictures that you can scroll around with your mouse on the inside and get different weather conditions and stuff like that. Just filling time, just killing time, being able to fly, being able to do photography, being able to do whisper, flying right by my whisper antenna who's outputting 1 watt, and it doesn't bother it whatsoever. That spread spectrum, something else. Anyway, Harry, I think we're all finding time, things to do to keep us busy while we wait out COVID. I think that's the best thing to do. Do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of that. Stay safe and have a happy new year if I don't talk to you again. Probably will, though. Probably talk to you again tomorrow night. Anyway, appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Yeah.
Delta Mike.
Delta
Mike. JW.
Dave and Amy, please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley tonight. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and Merry Christmas to all.
Okay, next control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim over in Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight. Jim, you already checked in, so you must be sticking around for comments. So let me take that one out so I don't double count you. And I'll put you down for comments, and we'll be back to you right after I recognize Gary. And the control like to recognize KF4DOS. That's Gary. He's over in Easley. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Mrs. Joy. Good to have you with tonight, Gary. Hope you enjoy or doing well. Hope you had a very, very Merry Christmas. Do appreciate you being here. And KO4BDM, go ahead with your comments.
Hey, I just finally finished rebuilding my GLA 1000 Bravo.
And does it work? Does it check out?
I rewound the toroid cores so that on each of my bands, so they all work a whole lot better now. I modified and rebuilt the power supply, and I had modification for the 6LQ6s and 24LQ6s, and both put out 500 watts.
And how much time have you been working on? How long have you been working on that?
Wait for parts mostly, but I got everything set up. Everything works fine. I had to put a separate power supply for the 24-volt tubes, but everything seems to work excellent. And with my antennas, I've got Delta Loop, and I'm running a 1.2 SWR on them, and I get 500 watts out with 80-watt drive.
That's not bad at all. What band and what kind of contacts you making?
Well, I just started playing around with it here, and most of it's on the 3.5 80-meter, and I was picking up some on the 40-meter up in New York earlier today.
Okay, very good. Well, hope you're going to warm up those electrons a little bit. Get this cold weather out of here.
24 degrees at this end over Taylor's.
Yeah, that's the same thing I got. I didn't realize it was that cold outside. We were downstairs. We opened Christmas presents with the animals. Got a cat and a dog. So it was Amy and me and the cat and the dog. And we had our little Christmas present opening this morning and had the fire going in the fireplace, and it's been warm down there. We've just been kind of huddled up down there. Haven't been up here in the shack all day. I just came up here to call the net. But it's kind of nice, kind of a nice break from work, from constantly working all the time, to get away with it, or away from it. I know when I built that Genesis G59 radio, I spent about a half a year on that thing, I think, building that. And that's just a single board, but there's a whole lot of different, a whole lot of steps and a whole lot of checks to it. So it can be rewarding. I know before I got the amplifier built, I got the radio built, and I put it up running on its exciter, which was only like 10 milliwatts output is all it would do. But it would contact Australia overnight on 10 milliwatts. It's wonderful what you can do with RF.
Yeah, it's affirmative. I've enjoyed this considerably. I can't afford these expensive ones. So I picked this one up for like $75, and I've rebuilt it. I've had a lot of fun doing that.
And you get a lot of appreciation or learning from doing that as well. If it's not original learning, it's relearning. Sometimes for me, relearning is more fun than the original learning.
Affirmative on that. You said you were taking pictures. Were you running like a Phantom 4 for your pictures?
No, I've got a couple of little multi-rotors, DJI multi-rotors. I know they have a routine, programmable routine that you can select, and it'll do horizontal, vertical, or spherical pictures, panorama pictures. So it looks like you're inside a globe, and you can actually turn it inside out, and it looks like you've got a mini Earth, a mini planet Earth. They're dynamic. You can move them around with your mouse.
That's pretty interesting. I've got two Phantom 4s, and I've had them up to about 600-700 feet. It's not legal, but they do pretty good. But it's basically just this camera platform. And I can go like 5 miles out and come back. Still have plenty of power left.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. That's DJI's earlier models. Later, they came out with the Spark and the what's the other one? The Spark and then the Mavic and then like three or four different versions of the Mavic and the Inspire. So they've got a ton of them. They've done really, really good work. In the beginning, they were kind of like everyone else, but in the end, they split off from the herd and did a whole lot better than everybody else.
Last time I was out at the airfield flying my electric airplanes, they ended up in the tree with one of them. So I brought my Phantom down and used a skyhook and pulled it back up out of the tree.
I did that with one of the early DJLs I called a F500, except I put 600 millimeter arms on it and put a lot bigger motors on it and a lot bigger battery, and used it for a sky winch. Works fantastic for that.
I found also that they're really good for running long wire antennas from tree to tree too.
Yeah, I did that with Fred. I took one of those down to Fred's house and climbed up over his tree and went back past it and dropped the line. You can get the line right where you want it. It's not like shooting it with a slingshot and having to get it just lined up right. You know, you can look down through the camera while you're doing it and move to the left, move to the right. It's kind of fun.
It saves a lot of heartache sometimes trying to pull a line down that didn't go where you wanted it to go.
Before they had the algorithms for the multi-rotors, I was doing that with helicopters, and the helicopters were a whole lot less stable and a whole lot more expensive. If you crashed a helicopter, you're going to be out $2,000 or $3,000. Whereas if you crash one of those multi-rotors, you're going to be out $200 or $300 instead of $2,000 or $3,000.
I kind of stayed away from the helicopter end of things. That was a bit out of my budget. So I stayed with the phone wing electrics, and I've got like four of them, and I take them out and Have a good time with them.
Which airfield are you going to?
Howard Airfield.
Okay, I've been to that one. That's a little bit further away than Foothills. Have you been out to Foothills?
Not that way yet.
I just renewed my membership over there for $75 a year. It's still $75. They're talking about going up, but they haven't gone up yet.
Yeah, cost of maintenance on the ground, you know, that goes up, so everybody's got to pitch in to keep everything nice and neat.
Yeah, I didn't go over there once last year, but I paid my dues. Year before that, too. This year, I'm hoping to change that.
Yeah, I understand that well. I will probably try to get out there when it gets a bit warmer. So I'm kind of looking forward to trying to fly my planes again.
I got to do the same thing. I got a bunch of them in there that have been, well, I'll probably have to go through the batteries and figure out which batteries are good and which batteries aren't. I put them at 3.8 volts per cell before I put them in storage, and I got to take them out and see where they are, which ones puffed up and which ones didn't, and then look at replacing them, and then reassemble myself with the controller, which controller goes with which one, and how they operate, what mode they're in, and what kind of, I got one of them that will be a flying repeater. It goes up, you lock it into a pattern, it just does a circular pattern overhead, and it relays to the multirotor that's out a ways flying out a distance. So use like 5.8 gigahertz up and 2.4 gigahertz out. And that way you can go out a whole lot further. You don't have to do the 1/10 rule where you go up a tenth of a mile for every mile you go out.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I modified one of my planes with a small camera so you can wear goggles and taking off and landing. And that works pretty good.
Once you get used to that, you can be a lot more daring a lot further out because you're not really daring because you can actually see what's going on. But it does give you a sense of control like you never had before, huh?
Buying a real airplane.
I enjoyed that a lot. And then the FAA came out with all their rulings and some of the stuff that they made some of the stuff I was doing illegal. So then I had to get registered. And now looks like I'm probably going to have to go for my Part 107. I have gone through a couple of videos. It doesn't look like it's going to be that bad. It's not going to be near as hard as getting a ham radio license. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Affirmative on that. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, standing by.
All right, Jim. We'll do appreciate you letting us know, and look forward to talking to with you again. Love flying airplanes. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is K4YNG. That's Fletch over in Easley. It's your turn, Fletch. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW in the net. K4YNG returning. Well, what a fascinating conversation. Y'all are talking about some stuff that would certainly be of interest to me, but I'm certainly at the novice level. And, of course, that's the way I started out every little adventure that we've done. I'm patiently waiting for the solar cycle over here with my three-element cubicle quad. I heard somebody mention 15 was open a little bit, and that's good news. We had a nice Christmas day today. Visited with the family and didn't get too close, didn't touch anybody, and no hugs. Did bump a couple of fists, and that was it. Came on back home. So we're back here. I thought I'd just pop in and wish everybody a safe harbor this evening, and to wear your mask and wash your hands and be safe. So thanks for letting me in. Enjoyed listening, and wish you all well. W4DJW, K4YNG.
Okay, Fletch, well, we do appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net. And, I heard the same thing about 15 meters coming open. I think a lot of them are, I think there's some more sunspots out there that are helping to get them all opened up. But anyway, I do appreciate you hanging around, being with us this evening. Do take care, stay safe like you're doing, those good practices as you've been following. And hope you have a very happy new year. any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And I hope you enjoy your well, or not, no, excuse me, Amy, Jerry checked in with me on 6 meters. still confused. Anyway, Merry Christmas to what's left of it to y'all. And got down to 6 meters a little early since we didn't have that many. But thank you for calling the net, Dave. And you and Miss Amy have a great weekend. And hope everybody on the net does too. No traffic, no comment. W4IOE.
One on the net. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Merry Christmas. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Dave, other than to wish everybody 73 and a Merry Christmas.
Okay, net control, like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid over in Fletcher. Sid, we do appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and everyone be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure you enjoy his net every Sunday at 8, 14664, PL tone 91.5, and afterwards, a slow scan TV net. So that's great. If you're interested in figuring out how slow scan TV works, be sure and just stop in over there with Sid Sunday at 8, and he can help you get you directed to figuring out how all that stuff works. Net Control, like to recognize, and Sid, do appreciate you being with us this evening. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay safe. Net Control, like to recognize AK4HR. That's Mike over in Simpsonville. Sounding good tonight, Mike. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We would have had less than 30 people checking into the net this evening if it weren't for you, Mike. You bumped us over the hill to 30. It was going to be, well, it's Christmas. What do you expect? Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well, and hope you had a happy Merry Christmas, and hope you have a Happy New Year. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
G4 Whiskey, Oscar 4, Echo, Zulu, the name to Rod. We're at the land was, and we're negative and negative, goody.
Okay, net control, like to recognize W4WOZ. That is Rod. He is the mayor of Waz, checking in from the land of Waz. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and hope you do have a Happy New Year coming up. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and check in again tomorrow night, where you'll be here with me. We'll have a great time checking in again tomorrow night. Pretty sure and stop by. We'd really love to have you with us. And stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.